Kempire is brought to you by
New York City. We are coming back for an all-new show for Pride Month. June 21st, we'll be back at the Green Room 42 for all hot topics, reality television, and so much more. Join us for the Kempire After Dark tour. And if you are in Boston, we'll be there on May 30th. On July 11th, we'll be in Nashville. July 12th, we'll be back in Atlanta. And then we'll be in Seattle on August 30th. For more information on the Kempire After Dark tour, be sure to check out the description of the episode. And I can't wait to meet each and every one of you. We have a lot of things to get into.
You're listening to Kempire on the Kempire Radio Network.
The season premiere of The Real Housewives of New Jersey aired last night, and I know a lot of you probably didn't even realize it. Shockingly. First of all, I don't know if it's because you weren't interested in the trailer that came out a few weeks ago, or some of what's been playing out on social media, or the report that we did on apparently this troll account from Twitter exposing Jennifer Aiden and Teresa Giudice. Well, I'm here to let you know the season premiere for season 14 of The Real Housewives of New Jersey aired last night, and the drought that we've been having when it comes to The Real Housewives is officially over. But is it? Because some fans are saying that we're not watching this. I'm tired of the toxicity. I'm tired of The Real Housewives of New Jersey fans. I'm tired of this divisiveness. I'm just tired of the show. A lot of you have checked out, and a lot of you have been saying that about The Real Housewives of Potomac. So the numbers for the premiere of New Jersey should be interesting. We also have to keep in mind, though, they're also making a shift when it comes to the night that New Jersey airs. So that might play a part in regards to people not realizing that it was even coming back. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about this episode. We're going to unpack this episode. But as always, be team you. You don't know these people, and they don't care to know you. Period. Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. As always, don't forget to like the video, don't forget to share the video, and don't forget you can take an audio version of us and this live recap and special episodes on the go by downloading the Kempire podcast on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. While you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. Shout out to those of you that have already done that. We are still celebrating over now 400,000 subscribers here on YouTube. Yes. And if you are new, let us know if you're new here. We want to know. We want to welcome you into the community. However, we do know that there are some of you that watch in the bushes. Some of you have been watching in the bushes for years at this point. And some of you are coming out of the bushes. I'm coming out. Speaking of coming out, Kempire After Dark, Pride Month here in New York City, we have a special live show coming to Green Room 42. But of course, we have other dates that are already been announced. More information on that is available in the description. But if you are in the New York City tri-state area, that means New Jersey, that means Connecticut, that means, you know, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Staten Island, this is your opportunity to see our Kempire After Dark live show. But of course, it will be different. And I honestly don't even know what it's going to include at this point because it might change. Just saying, a lot can happen between now and then. All right. Nashville, Atlanta, Boston, Seattle. Go get your tickets. All right. All right. See you then. Anyways, Real Housewives of New Jersey. Look, I have to say, and I have to be honest with you, I have not been looking forward to The Real Housewives of New Jersey. It has not been on my radar. I really didn't want to follow any or report on any of the news that was happening during the season. We briefly would talk about it, but I really was not looking forward to it. Then, of course, we had that big expose that came out in regards to Melissa's Old Nose, the troll account on Twitter that pretty much was nasty and evil and terrible to the other side of this cast. For months and months and months and months and months, is now exposing Jennifer Aiden and Teresa Giudice. Do I believe everything that she's saying? Not everything. But do I think that there is a sprinkle of truth in there? Yes. And especially after you watch this episode, the premiere episode, you're like, oh. But I'm not completely surprised. Look, it's not rocket science. It's not anything new. It's nothing new under the sun when it comes to these housewives plotting and planning with bloggers to take down other housewives. I'm not saying it's right either, especially because at the end of the day, this is a work environment. Paying for bots, and I'm not saying that's what's happened in New Jersey, but this has happened in other cities. Doing things, manipulating social media for your benefit, where it can affect people's jobs and livelihoods, exposing certain things about people that may not be true, which can open you up to defamation lawsuits, doxing people, all of this stuff is trouble for Bravo. Okay, this is trouble for you, Bravo. Because after listening to that full interview where this troll account was talking about some of the things that these folks were doing on social media and plotting and planning, like for the demise of these folks, this is a human resources nightmare. Because we think that this is all and fun and entertainment, even though it's not fun and entertainment for the people watching. And a lot of you said, I don't know what's more toxic, the RHOP fans or New Jersey. New Jersey. Hands down, New Jersey. Because I see the tweets. Like, I don't even want to look at the tweets for this episode. Because it's clear people have their favorites. But look, fine. I don't care who you have your favorites for. I don't care if you're biased towards another housewife or a particular housewife. Y'all love to call me biased. I'm going to be biased. This is a review. This is not CNN. Do you want me to be impartial? Let me see both sides. And honestly, I really do try to see the both sides. I can say nice things about Teresa and Jennifer Aiden and Melissa. And I can equally be shady towards Melissa. I can be equally shady towards Teresa. But of course, there'll be someone but you picked your sides, Kevin. I picked my sides because this is a review. Okay, I might like someone this week and I might not like them next week. Please understand, you don't know these people. Be team you. Period. I have to give this disclaimer first before we get into the recap because it's become so toxic. It's become sickening. And I get why people have turned this off. They've turned it off. And Andy Cohen said himself, this season, they're very divided. It worked this season, but it cannot work in the future. For me, that was him saying very much what he did with RHOP. Y'all better figure this out or people are going to have to go. But I feel like the newbies that they've brought in could easily be a part of this new cast. I'm not saying that they could be the future of New Jersey, but they could easily help rein in the future of New Jersey. And Jen Fessler, why is it that Jen Fessler does not have a full-time position this season? She gave so much last season. And the fact that this first episode is centered around her birthday, yes, there's a lot of other drama that's happening, but she was the center of fun. And her circus of a family, Jen, I mean that in the best way. I mean that in the best way. Her mom and aunt, they just, okay, we will get there. We will get there. But I just want to say this. I like Kiana on Real Housewives of Potomac. She was very sweet. And yes, some of you like the Scala, and some of you like this particular friend of, and that particular friend of, and you all are always rushing to say, make them full time. Jen Fessler has set the bar, okay? All of the time you guys want to talk about someone being transferred over from a friend of to a housewife, they better be doing the same level of work and carrying on her poor back because she's lost a lot of weight. So I know she can't carry a lot right now. On her poor back, the way that she's carrying from last season to this season. She's the saving grace. She's the heart. She's the funny. All right. She's also helping Dolores navigate both of these groups. And this is the way, NECA, you should have came in on The Real Housewives of Potomac. Neutral. And mind you, her friendship really is with Marge. Marge, I never really loved Marge. But I have to say, Marge grew on me over the years. But now I'm sort of like, Marge, you're part of this toxicity too. You're not innocent. You're not innocent. And that's why I was talking about her tagline. I was like, yeah, we know you've been taking screenshots and probably sending them to the blogs. Say, look, y'all say I'm unfair. I'm team somebody. Nope. I'm not team anybody. I don't know these people and I don't want to know these people. Please understand that. I do not want to know these people at all. Look, at all. Let me bring this other photo over because I think this photo is much better than this particular one that we have here. Hold on, y'all. I just want to bring this over. And if you haven't already, guys, be sure to like the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting not just my channel, but other channels as well. And if you missed it, we recapped the Love and Marriage Huntsville season premiere yesterday. And of course, the audio version is available on our podcast. But we had a really good time because we didn't just talk about the episode. We talked about lawsuits. We talked about people being exposed. All of that. Anyways, shout out to our channel members. Shout out to our subscribers. And of course, shout out to our King's Guards holding us down in the live chat. And shout out to anyone celebrating a birthday. It is still Taurus season. Look. Oh, damn. Still Taurus season. Still Taurus season. It's almost my birthday. It's almost my birthday. May 11th. May 11th. Yes. And if you're watching this, you see my beautiful Rose Forever roses behind me. It's Mother's Day on Sunday. Have you gotten your roses? You still have time, especially if you live in the United States. Even if you don't live in the United States, depending on where you live, you still have time. Kempire 40 for $40 off of your roses. Roses that will last you at least a year. They're gorgeous. They don't just have roses now either. They have candles. That's something your mother might like. They also have hydrangeas. Head on over to the description of this episode and you can get you some roses as well. We are also providing you a discount code for free worldwide shipping. That is Kempire. Plus, use the Kempire 40 to get $40 off. That's a lot of money saved already for Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to mother figures, to mothers, grandmothers, aunts, sisters, all of that. All right? All right, speaking of Mother's Day. So first of all, did every child on this show have a growth spurt over the summer? Everyone looks so big. Melissa Gorga's kids, Teresa's kids, Rachel Fuda's kids. So as you already know, we already talked about the preview. That's how they opened this episode, the preview of this sort of meet up, sit down, whatever it was that turns with, you know, people throwing things. So there's a lot of issues happening within the group. There's a lot of division happening in the group. There's a lot of unsuspected feuds that happen, especially amongst Marge and looks like Dolores, Marge and Jackie Goldschneider. Jackie, I'm keeping an open mind to see how you made it to become friends with Teresa. I know people are already online accusing you of just doing this so that you could secure your spot on the show. I'm going to keep an open mind, but I'm not going to lie to you. If I had seen over the years a spark of, yeah, I could see them getting along. I could see them being friends. Then I'd probably be like, yeah. But it is giving thirsty because especially how you came in last season, the way you treated Danielle, I was so thrown back by that. I was just like, this can't be the highly intelligent, verbose attorney who has all the money acting so thirsty to be on reality television. But I'm going to keep an open mind. I didn't love you in this episode, but we only saw you briefly. You look great, though. You look great. I hope you're feeling great. I'm looking forward to the book. Well, the book is already out, but you know what I'm saying. They're going to talk about it during the season. All right. So they had that opener. And I said this before, and I almost completely forgot because it feels like it's been such a long time since we watched New Jersey. I like Rachel Fuda's family. I remember what we used to love about watching with Teresa's family and them gathering together for dinners. Producers, I know what you're doing. People accuse you of this, you know, bringing in Danielle and Rachel and their family dynamics. It's so similar to people that we saw before. Are you trying to bring them in to switch it out? Who knows? Who knows? But I have to say, I love Nona. Nona said, I'm going to forgive her because she's a woman of a particular age. But she didn't know what to refer to Jennifer Aiden as, so she refers to her as, what does she call her? Nose Job Jennifer. Honestly, when I first watched it, she said, no job, Jennifer. I mean, either one works. Okay. And look, I'm not hating on Jennifer for not having a job. I mean, she does have a job. She's a mom. You know, but you get what I'm saying. All right. Anyways. So Rachel is talking about how her mother used to live like a few minutes away. Now they're like an hour and a half away. So she's really making an effort for them to come together and have dinner and things like that. Her daughters have sprouted up. Her stepson sprouted up too. I mean, not only did he sprout up that hair, because when you look at his father who has no hair, I'm just like, look at that thick hair. My God. Anyways, he's huge. I was like, what happened? But if you've been around kids, this is what happens. They just start growing. Stop it. Anyways. So Rachel is talking about how her daughter has an issue with her tongue. She has like a, something called tongue-tied. So she's working on that. So that's one of her issues. I'm sure that's part of her storyline for the season. Some of those things. But that's like everyday stuff. I know a lot of you said that you can relate. Something happened with your child in regards to that. So Rachel's also throwing a party for Jen Fessler along with Jen Fessler's husband. So they're talking about that, and she's talking about who she's going to invite, and she's inviting everyone, even though she's not getting along with everyone, including Teresa. And I almost forgot everything that happened from last season. I might have blocked it out just for sanity's sake. But yeah, that Teresa said and Louis did a lot of stuff to the Fudas. All right. And then if you paid any attention, and I know some of you are not going to listen to that podcast episode with the troll account, I don't blame you, because you just want to watch the episode and just judge this based off the episode. That's what I really would like. But it's hard not, after listening to it, it's hard not to see, oh, so this is what she was talking about? But I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. We saw a couple of seasons ago, this is exactly what Teresa did in the premiere episode. She ran, I guess because she didn't want to focus on anything that's going on in her life. She ran up at Jackie's party. Remember that party? And she was talking to everyone and anyone that would listen about, you know, Evan at the gym. So I'm not surprised. I wasn't surprised when I heard about it. And I was just like, I was surprised that apparently Teresa's lawyer was involved as well. Oh, that was interesting. All right. So speaking of Teresa, we have these scenes between Teresa at home getting Gabriella ready for college. But we also know Antonia is getting ready for college. So we have subsequently Melissa and Joe getting Antonia ready for college. And that's when I noticed that all of them sprouted up too. Those boys are grown. Those girls are grown. All right. Melissa, the home, impeccable. But we didn't forget what it used to look like. But that's some good work. Shout out to the architectures that did it. Shout out to that business that did it. I didn't imagine that they could take what was there and turn it into something else. I thought they did an impeccable job. Inside looks beautiful. The home looks so modern. It's a beautiful home. I was looking at Antonia's closet, and I said, if I had her closet when I was her age, I would never leave home. But she's got she's going to the University of Delaware. Gabriella, who has always been quiet, but when she speaks, people listen. Gabriella is going to the University of Michigan, so she's getting as far away from her family as she can. I don't blame her. I don't blame her. She doesn't want to get mixed in all the stuff. That was her choice. So she's getting ready. Shout out to Louis' son. Louis' son seems so delightful. He was so polite at that dinner table. He was talking about how good Teresa cooked. And I told you, that's the Teresa I'd much rather be interested in. Teresa on YouTube doing her cooking, that is the Teresa. Like, she's not trying to fight with anybody. She's not trying to get into anybody's mess. She's not trying to create storyline. She's just having fun in the kitchen with her family and cooking and doing what she knows how to do. So Louis' son is talking about how you're such a great cook. Really, really sweet scene. Really, really sweet scene. So they, of course, in both scenes are talking about each other. But Melissa says in her confessional, she's like, I don't want to talk about Teresa this season. She probably, I'm not probably, she definitely sees what you guys say. Oh, here go the Gorgas using Teresa for a storyline. Look, she's talking about her. So I think the producers are going to be very intentional this season by highlighting their separate storylines, specifically Teresa and Melissa. So don't be surprised if we really get to see Melissa have a fleshed out storyline this season. But I already know what you guys are saying. Oh, here Melissa go, making Antonia going to college her storyline. Well, the same thing's hoping happening with Giselle, but that's happening for some of you that are empty nesters. That's a part of your life. That does affect parents. I wouldn't know. I don't have any children. Okay? that's a part of her life. So I'm not going to, I know I've been critical before of her using Antonia, but this is something that's real. Antonia is leaving the nest. We've seen Antonia from a little girl grow up before our eyes, and she's going off to college. I'm a nut. Anyways, so, but Joe and Melissa talk about this party that's happening, and of course, Teresa's going to be there. And Joe's just like, look, it's fine with me. Like, I don't have any issues with it. I'm not going to say anything to her. Melissa's like, I'm the same way. And Joe's just like, yeah, I would love for you to come in that party and just completely ignore her. All right. But like I said, Melissa told the producers that she doesn't want to answer any questions about Teresa. Rightfully so, because you saw what Teresa said at the reunion. She really thought that she wielded more power over at the Real Housewives of New Jersey, and they taught her a lesson. I knew that they were going to teach her a lesson. They were not going to allow, because they saw what happened with some other housewives, Vicki Gunvalson, NeNe Leakes. The list goes on and on. Housewives that really were feeling themselves, OGs that were really feeling themselves. And they were like, no, we're not going to allow you to dictate how this show goes. We have to keep in mind, too, Bravo does their own analytics and focus groups in regards to, I know you guys believe everyone's tree huggers and things like that in Twitter. Twitter's one world, but there's a whole other world outside of Twitter. There's YouTube, there's TikTok, and then TikTok's a whole other world, which might get banned soon. But just saying. But there's a whole other world. So Twitter is not the only place. Twitter is probably the most toxic place where, you know, Real Housewives of New Jersey fanatics are. I don't want to lump everybody into the same thing, because I know there are quite a few of you that watch our reviews that think the way that I do. Not necessarily exactly, but you're not so invested that you don't see either side. Okay? I do find it disheartening when we get to the final scene with Jen Fessel's party, where Joe, Gorga, and his sister are there together, and it's like, done. I'm not one that says you need to be close with family if it's toxic. It's hard to watch, because it does feel like we've watched these people for such a long time go through this journey of being toxic and hating each other to getting it back together. She went to jail. She came out of jail. They were supportive of each other, for it to be back here. And look, I said this last season, I'll say it this season. I know Joe Gorga said this too. If his sister ever really needed him, if his sister was to divorce Louis for whatever reason, I think Joe Gorga would still be there for Teresa. And I believe Melissa would be there too. Do I believe Teresa would do the reverse? Nope. That damn stubborn Taurus. But I have a whore. That might be my Cancer rising or my Leo moon. I don't know. But Teresa? Oof. No, I don't. I think Teresa would still be hard as a rock. Hard as a rock. Maybe if he was divorcing Melissa, she might be a little bit more open to him, which is sad. She just never liked her. She never liked Melissa. She never did. She never will. It's fine. So we had those interchangeable scenes of we're seeing their family lives and what's going on there. But we've heard that they barely throughout the season filmed together, Teresa and Melissa, only for us to find out that Margaret and Teresa also did not interact a lot this season as well. So Jen Fessler is at home practicing her guitar. We get to see more of Jen Fessler's life. We got to meet her daughter. I don't think we met her daughter last season. Her daughter came in, and as funny as her mother, I said, you know what? I love this. So Marge comes over, brings her gifts. She's celebrating 55 years of being here on Earth. Okay. Happy belated, Jen Fessler. So Marge is talking about the difficulties of Jan. You know, Jan is almost a year. Well, at this point, it's been a year since Jan passed away. And of course, she helped raise his children. So she always refers to the kids as her own. So she just feels like now that Jan is gone, even with everything that they went through, they were still great friends. And they were still sort of like conducted themselves like family. And now she feels like she doesn't have Jan there for that emotional support. So she's talking about that. That's a very interesting dynamic, a dynamic you don't see a lot. And it was sudden. I think we all were kind of taken aback when we heard that Jan passed away. It was like, oh, didn't see that coming. All right. But this conversation between Jen Fessler and Marge gets a little heated. Not between them, but Marge basically says to Jen, don't talk to me about her. Don't talk about me with her. I don't, she says she's dead to me. And look, I literally forgot some of the things that played out at that reunion. And at that reunion, there were accusations about Louis and some of the things that he did, you know, the bodito of it all, the calls and things like that. Like, we haven't forgotten. I kind of forgot. But now I'm being reminded because now we're back in. We're back in. And Louis was accused of some damning things. Things, like I said before, that it's a human resources nightmare, if any of it's true. Anyways, speaking of Louis, in that scene with Teresa when they were talking about the party, Teresa was like, you're going to follow my lead. Oh, yeah. Okay, I go back with my Jersey accent. You're going to follow my lead at this party. So we also found out that Louis had reached out. He sent a text to John Fuda about having a separate conversation. And John Fuda says, we could talk at the party. And Louis's like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to, you know, because it's a party and whatever it may be. Honestly, if you really wanted to have a conversation with him, you can have that conversation anywhere. I get not wanting to have the conversation at this party. But let me be honest. Let me talk from a viewer perspective. I do not care to have a scene with John Fuda and Louis Ruelas. I don't care for a sit down between them. I'd much rather, during this group event, you guys go to the side and have a conversation. Another separate scene with the two husbands, I don't want to see. The audience doesn't want to see it either. But in real life, would we want to do that? This is not real life, okay? Let's be honest. They could have had this conversation separately, all right? Anyways, so Teresa and Dolores have a double date. We find out a little bit more about Pauly. Pauly is still married to his ex-wife. He's been he's been separated from her for like 14 years, but not divorced. All right? And it feels as if Dolores, I don't know. I've said this before last season. It feels a little performative, your storyline. Again, you're in a relationship with a man that is not ready to really take it to that level, and now you're sort of playing it down like you don't want that. Remember, she wanted that from the doctor, but he wasn't able to give it to her. Now you've gotten yourself in a relationship where a man can give you this the commitment that you want. And, you know, for some people, the commitment isn't the marriage, but it seems as if that's what you really wanted. And now you're sort of like downplaying it to be with Pauly. And I forgot the reason why Pauly hasn't just gotten a divorce, but that's a whole other story that I just don't care about. Who cares? Come on, who cares? All right. So they talk about Gabriella moving away and talking about how Dolores did it when her daughter moved away, and she talked about how that affected her. Louis talked about how he texted John Fuda about possibly meeting up, and Pauly agrees with Louis. He's like, yeah, you don't want to have it at that event. All right. Sidebar, Pauly can't eat meatballs. That already told me that this relationship is performative. It's not real and it's not going to work. She's like, I don't know what to cook for him. Look, this relationship is over, Dolores.
And see.
Just saying. He can't eat meatballs. It's over. Look, it's over. All right. Anyways, so Teresa says that she refuses to even say hello to Joe and Melissa. Didn't I tell you? She refuses to even say hello. She can say hello to Margaret at this party, but she can't say hello to her brother or Melissa. Not even a cordial hello. And you know what that is? She's mad that her plan of icing them out at that last reunion didn't work. She had decided that she was not going to entertain them, and that would be the reason why they would be kicked off the show. Someone told her that, probably Louis, said, you know what? If you don't talk to them, then you can ice them off the show. You know how you talk. No. I'm trying to do season. I don't want to impersonate Louis. Okay. Anyways. All right. Guys, if you haven't already, be sure to like the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting not just my channel, but other channels as well. And if you missed it over the last week, we had a couple of different recaps, including Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. We have our Tuesday Takeover. We have our Thirsty Thursday. So be sure to check those out if you missed them. Okay? All right. And be sure to subscribe and turn on your notifications if you haven't already. Okay? All right. All right. Was there anything else? Oh, Frank Sr. Frank Sr. Come here, Frank. Frank, you have no backbone for such a large man. I'm not fat shaming because he's not fat. But I'm saying for such a large man and such a macho man, you have no spine. You go wherever the wind goes. And at that reunion, we saw it. You would not even just lean in for whatever reason. I don't know what it is, why you will not just speak your truth. But now you're talking, you're telling, oh, you know, Frank had a conversation with Louis, and Frank told Louis that they all were going to meet up and they were going to try and take Teresa down at this reunion. First of all, I'm pretty sure, I'm 100% sure all of these housewives have done it. I've heard about the Real Housewives of Dubai doing it before their reunion. I've heard of it in other cities. They all do that. There was nothing there. Them meeting together to do what? To get their story straight. I'm pretty sure the same thing happened on your side, you and Jennifer Aiden. You probably just didn't have a big meeting about it because you guys talk on FaceTime and plot and plan with trolls on social media. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. If anything, they were probably thinking about their plan of action. But Frank wants to make it seem like, oh, I didn't want to be a part of it. I didn't want to be a part of it. So I didn't, you know, me and Brittany didn't go. Frank, if you don't choose a side, or just don't choose a side, don't get involved. Stop. He's been doing this. Like, he'll go on podcasts and drop tea. And then there's really no smoke there with the tea that he's dropping. Anyway, didn't he even say Jackie Goldschneider was fired and she wasn't fired? Clearly. Anyways, so we had that from Joe. So Jen Fessler's birthday party, again, we get to see so many people that we I don't know if that was her cousin. Somebody was doing the snake on the floor. We saw her mom and her mom's sister. They're twins and they had the bright red hair. And they, I mean, the circus of a family I need to know more about. I need to see. Okay, I don't understand why Jen Fessler is a friend of. Maybe she just wants to be a friend of. And I don't blame you, Jen, but they better be paying you better than they've paid Marlo. And you know why I say that? Because I've never said that Marlo should be full-time. I've said that Marlo is an iconic friend of. But Jen Fessler should be full-time if she wants it. Because I get why she wouldn't want it. Because on some level, it's sort of like it's very encompassing of your life. And I don't know. Maybe it's a personal choice for Jen Fessler. Maybe it's a personal choice. And I wouldn't blame her. And honestly, it would be very much in character for Jen. I think she likes being on the show. But at the same time, she's seen the toxicity of these fans. But Jen Fessler continues to be the funny, the lightheartedness that people miss with Real Housewives of New Jersey. All right. And I know New Jersey has been dark for years and years and years. OK, rewind the tape all the way back to that baby christening. But it's never been so consistently just like dark, no fun. It's divided. It's just not doing it. OK, it's just not doing it. So Rachel is throwing this party. I love the fact that Rachel and Danielle have found. Look, we didn't even talk about Danielle. Well, Danielle wasn't really in this episode until the end, like a full scene. I like that Danielle and Rachel Fuda are getting along. We did not need another divide, not but with the newbies. I like seeing that they're developing their friendship, hanging out with each other. And they said, we're going to start fresh. At that reunion, they said, let's just start fresh. As you know, fast forward, there was something that happened between Danielle and Jennifer Aiden, and it got physical or something. But I can also probably see, but it seems as if, despite what happened at the reunion with Danielle feeling like they bamboozled me, it feels as if she's still in a good place with Teresa and Jennifer Aiden. And it seems that she's working on to be in a good place with Rachel Fuda. perfect. We didn't need any divide there, okay? Jackie got in her feelings when Danielle came by. At least Danielle said hello, and then she kept it moving. I don't blame her. You, Jackie, you looked her up and down the first time you met her, and then you just were hating on her all last season. I don't blame Danielle for not seeing it for you. You were being a hater for no reason. Okay? She still got to warm up to you. Like we all do at this point. Like we all do. So a lot happened. A lot happened at this. Let me just say this. If Louis was at this event, the guys together would have been a different energy. I'm glad that Louis had that Scientology meeting in Florida. You know, the Sea Org. I'm playing. I'm glad that he had a meeting somewhere in Florida. What in the Tom Cruise? So he had to go to Florida, okay? He couldn't make it. But I said this before. If Joe Gorg did not come back this season, this guy group would have felt different. And we have to keep in mind, New Jersey, if you went to BravoCon, the House Husbands of New Jersey had two different panels. So, and when I say two different panels, like two like panels, I don't remember where Louis was. He wasn't a part of one of those panels. I know that much. I think they had two different panels. Louis wasn't a part of any of them. Of course, Louis was a part of that separate New Jersey panel. And then they had the separate New Jersey panel. So the husbands has always been a thing for New Jersey. All right. So, and I believe that's the only housewives city where the husbands get a check from what we hear. All right. So seeing the dynamic with the guys, I was just like, if Louis was here, this would be different. But Joey Gorga, you started this beef between John Fuda. You messy, messy man. We appreciate your work, okay? Because like, how's your boy? Saying this to Paulie. How's your boy? He's like, my boy? Yeah, how's your boy? And then it turns into Paulie confronting John Fuda for wanting to have a conversation with Louis at this event. But I need to preface, I think we don't know the timeline of how long these guys have been there, because if you really look at them, I know they're normally red, but no, these guys were drunk. Tipsy, drunk, they were drunk. You know, normally I don't even know, but I could tell. Maybe because, you know, grew up on Staten Island. Yeah. So maybe this is why I could tell. All right. I was like, oh no, they're drunk. John Fuda was definitely drunk. I'm not sure, too sure about Paulie. But it gets heated to the point where Dolores has to come and pull Paulie away. Look, I get where Paulie is coming from. Is this the right place to have a conversation between Louis and John Fuda? No. But here you guys are having a conversation about it at the party, and now it's getting heated, and exactly what you're saying you didn't think should happen at the party, you're being a part of. Where they do that at? Apparently in New Jersey, okay? Apparently in New Jersey. So it gets heated between John Fuda and Paulie over Louis. Here's the thing, Paulie. I don't believe in teams, but sir, you are sure picking the wrong one if you had to pick one. You are picking the wrong one. And I don't believe, look, at the end of the day, we don't care about you, not even a husband here. Everyone else here is married to someone. And we don't believe your relationship with Dolores is going to even last. So we could care even less about you, to be honest. So this hill that you decided to die on, sir. Just saying, Paulie. It's just like, and it's clear that you've picked a side. That's the thing. It's clear that you picked a side. It wasn't like you were coming in neutral. You could easily have just said, well, come on, let's be honest. Like, this is not the right place to have a conversation like that. Why couldn't you just have a conversation with him? You know, but I believe that they were inebriated, and that's why it got hot. Because these guys were having a good old time. They were having a good old time right before this. But here we are fighting. I was really concerned. Like, I'm watching it, and I'm thinking to myself, like, this is getting really fiery. This is getting really, really fiery. All right. Anyways, moving on from there, what else happened at this party? Oh, So one of the things we forgot to talk about in the car going to this party, Teresa and Jennifer Aiden, were talking about, did you see the blogs? You see what they were saying? They know what they're doing. Like, after listening to that podcast with the troll account, I'm looking at the scene very differently. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Like, oh, my mind is going. It's like, that's so Raven. I'm like, what is happening right now? They want, first of all, these are blogs. And the fact that they're using this woman that's incarcerated, that doesn't have a relationship with her son, it's very sick and pitiful. But they want to use this as their ammo to go at John Fuda. All right? So there were, I didn't even see these rumors, in regards to John Fuda being the biggest drug dealer of Bergen County. So they're running with that. And then, oh, he likes to use double-sided, you know what? We can't deal doors, we'll call it here. Okay? Here's the thing. Anytime I see rumors and stuff like that where people are trying to emasculate a man, I'm not saying that this is even true. He's even making jokes about this in the scene. But I always tell you guys, when I see this and I see them talk about when they want to call a man sassy, or they want to say, oh, get out of women's business, or I always tell you that I feel like it's rooted in homophobia. And I know some people are like, oh, Kemp, I hear you go. No, if you really unpack what is happening here, that's what it is. Do I believe that this is John Fuda's? If it is, if this is his thing, there are heterosexual men that are into stuff like that. There are. I know you're probably thinking, really? There are. So there is also not just the homophobia of it all. There's also the aspect of, let's not shame someone for their fetish or whatever it may be. Look, I'm just saying. So they're trying to weaponize rumors against him. So Teresa and Rachel end up having a conversation, and she was just like, Louis's a gentleman. And Rachel's like, a gentleman? A gentleman? And Teresa gets really hot and bothered when Rachel laughs at the idea that Louis's a gentleman. I don't think that Louis's a gentleman. Based off of every story that we've covered in regards to Louis, Louis presents himself as a gentleman. But those police reports, those videos, the way that he's acted on the show, he's far from a gentleman. He's weird. I almost forgot about what happened last season with the pajamas. Look, I almost forgot. It just came to my mind. Like, I really come into the season forgetting everything from last season. Some of you are really good about remembering details from yesteryear. And it's not that I don't remember. I have already a lot on my mind and some things I just don't need to remember. But now I'm thinking about it. I wish I could remember the term, like the entire dialogue. Because you remember last year, I kept on repeating it. Do you know that I wear your father's pajamas to make your nieces feel safe? Or something like that. I can't remember. It's unimportant because I'm trying to come in anew. But he's still weird, okay? A gentleman? No. A gentleman, he is not. But Teresa gets really offended at the fact that she would even insinuate that he's not a gentleman. And that's when she brings up, oh, but your husband's the biggest drug dealer of Bergen County. And multiple times, Rachel says, no, he was not. No, he was not. Teresa brings up, he's like, oh, your husband said that he likes me because, oh, we have something in common that we both went to jail. Prison. Sorry, prison. Let me be correct. Okay. So as she's leaving, I don't know about anyone else. Between Jennifer Aiden's still very funny to me. I don't care what it was. Like, there are moments with Jennifer Aiden, just her side character being a sidekick to Teresa. Sometimes it's just hilarious. She's funnier than Teresa in these moments. And as they're leaving, I'm reminded of the Real Housewives of, speaking of Mother's Day, Real Housewives of Miami's Mother's Day event when Marisol and Alexia, who looks like Teresa, was having a fit about Anna being invited to the party. And as she's leaving, she's taking her jeans jacket and the gifts that they were supposed to get. She's like, I'm taking this. As Teresa and Jennifer are leaving this party, they're taking the candy. I was like, oh my gosh, this is giving me chills right now. Anyways, but as she's leaving, she sees John Fuda and she's like, hi. And then she calls him, oh, the biggest drug dealer of Bergen County. And then she also says about the dildor. And I was just like, girl, this is giving what she was giving with the whole Evan rumors. This is exactly what it was, which led everyone believing that I think there's still a cloud of suspicion around Evan and this whole, oh, some lady at the gym. And now I'm really starting to believe like there really wasn't anything. But people ran with that, including us. We talked about it. I was like, do we believe it? Do we not believe it? Do we believe it? Do we not believe it? But I did say back then, it felt very forced of Teresa. As soon as she came there, she was talking to anyone that would listen about those rumors. This is what this is giving this season, that her focus is John Fuda and any rumors that she's getting from Brittany, his baby's mother. The thing that Teresa did not calculate here, we have to keep in mind that John Fuda's son is greatly affected by you using his incarcerated mother by this. But I don't think you think about their children. He has a strained relationship with her. So by having her speak to blogs and you run with that narrative on the show, it's affecting him. Just saying. Think about that kid. He's been through a lot. If you know a little bit about their story, and we only know a little bit about their story, that kid has been through a lot. Can you imagine not having a mother? Yes, he has Rachel, but that is not his biological mother. Yes, I'm sure he embraces her like his biological mother. I'm sure that's who he will be celebrating Mother's Day with. But can you imagine how he feels about his mother? And you guys want to weaponize that so that you can have a storyline? Really? So at the end of this episode, Teresa and I didn't like this dynamic because we never love seeing the husbands fight with the housewives, especially if Louis wasn't there. I didn't like that dynamic. But as Teresa's leaving and there, she's screaming and he's calling her has-been. And I was like, well, look. You've called him the biggest drug dealer of Bergen County. Has been is lightweight, shade. Just saying, it's lightweight. Anyways, guys, this was fun. This was fun. We're going to continue to recap the Real Housewives of New Jersey as long as it's still fun. Once it stops being fun, I've told you guys this before, especially when I'm talking about celebrating another birthday. I did not quit my corporate job to do something that isn't fun. If this ever becomes less than fun, this is where we will end. As always, don't forget, you don't know these people. They don't care to know you. And if they do care to know you or act like they care to know you, it's so that they can use you. Period. Guys, if you haven't already, be sure to like the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting not just my channel, but other channels as well. And don't forget, we don't just talk about Real Housewives here. We talk about everything in pop culture. Everything in pop culture. We covered a lot this past week alone between the Drake and the Kendrick of it all. Song after song. Brian McKnight had to cancel his Detroit concert because people can't stand him, allegedly. We're going to continue all of that. So make sure you're following, make sure you're subscribed, and we're going to continue to celebrate over 400,000 subscribers here on YouTube. But we're also achieving big numbers over at TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. So make sure you're following us everywhere if you haven't already. And don't forget, Mother's Day is right around the corner. It's days away. You still have time. Kempire 40 for $40 off if your Rules Forever order. And we're also offering you the discount code Kempire for free worldwide shipping. That means everyone around the world can benefit. Head on over to the description for more details on how you can get some Rose Forever flowers as well. And as always, don't forget, you can take us on the go by downloading the Kempire podcast. We did download one of the videos that we did on YouTube, but I had to update it because Kendrick came out with new songs. So there's new content. I even talk about Jim Jones and that escalator fight. Subscribe to the podcast because you just don't know what you're missing out on that's not included here and won't be included here. All right? Just saying. Anyways, guys, be sure to like the video. Be sure to share this video. And I will see you all in the next one. Have a great rest of your Monday. I will see you during our Summer House Martha's Vineyard recap. All right? Bye, y'all. Let's get out of here.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Podcast. As always, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And for everything Kempire Radio, head on over to KempireRadio.com.